There is a constant focus in our state about supporting our military. According to state reports, Connecticut has about 130,000 veterans, and only 50,000 of them use the VA healthcare system. That's why major healthcare networks like Hartford Healthcare plan to step up to do their part and better support our veterans. And what a time to have a conversation today with Sherry Vogt, who is the Hartford Healthcare Veterans Liaison, especially with what has transpired in recent days in Iran and involving the U.S. as well. Sherry, first of all, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for giving us the time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, Melissa, thank you so much. I really am so thankful. Connecticut is such a patriotic state, and we're all willing to lean in and support our families. Because we all know somebody who's serving.
Yes, absolutely. Agree with that wholeheartedly. Can we talk before we discuss the event that is happening tomorrow?
Sure.
Where people are sort of at? Obviously, we're, you know, only days out from when the attacks in Iran happened. There's still a lot of uncertainty. We do know we have lost, you know, some troops. We don't know if we will lose more. Again, I don't really want to get into the politics of whether or not this was a right move or a wrong move, but we're in it. We're in this now. And so I wanted to kind of get the perspective of where veterans and their families' heads are sort of at. When you see news like what's gone on recently, you know, what does that do, I would say, to kind of the mental health, if you will, of a veteran?
I think that's such a great place to start this. And thank you. You know, I'm an Army veteran myself.
Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. I served many, many years ago. And just, I was a peacetime veteran right up until the last 100 days. And, you know, Desert Storm popped off in August of 1990. So I know how those that are currently serving feel to have that anxiety about what is my term look like? Where does my location look like? And for our families that are wondering, you know, what does that mean for my son or daughter, for my cousin who's serving? And that anxiety does kick up, and we need to be able to turn to safe places to talk about that, where we feel like we can share. And, you know, that is what's really important, is to support those families, because we don't have answers. And you're right. We don't want to get into the politics of it. We want our service members and our Connecticut National Guard families to feel the support and the love, no matter what their loved one is called to do. And, you know, that wasn't the case when we sent our troops off to Vietnam. And I think that America has learned that we can support and love the service member and their family, and maybe, you know, have other feelings based on the mission. So to that end, oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was going to ask you from your perspective, again, as an Army veteran, and thank you again for your service. What has changed? What for you looks different in 2026 compared to what, you know, maybe the experience was when you were returning home, or, you know, during that
right.
time when you were serving?
Absolutely. I think that the implementation of the National Guards across America made the response your neighbor. You know, I like to say, just like Hartford Healthcare is all over the state of Connecticut, so is the National Guard. We are your friends and neighbors. And so as the deployments became very close to home, not just a unit down at Fort Knox, Kentucky, where you don't know anybody, but these are your friends and neighbors. Upon the return, the National Guard really stepped into that space and developed transition assistance, support for families while their loved one was deployed, whether they needed their driveway shoveled or their lawn mowed or they needed financial assistance. So in that space of 30 years, the Connecticut National Guard has really developed and looked for community partners. They have a monthly meeting that is held at the Middletown Reserve Center where, you know, the acupuncturist in a neighborhood that has a small business that wants to give acupuncture treatments to soldiers, sailors, and Marines, but they don't know how to connect. So whether you're a small business or a big business, I think that feeling identifying the need and then figuring out how to support them has been built. The leadership of the early 2000s were those Vietnam veterans who came home and didn't have the support they needed. And those Vietnam veterans in all walks of life really built the next thing that was needed for the next generation. That's who hired me. There was a lovely woman at Hartford Healthcare whose brother served in Vietnam. And she looked me right in the eye and said, "What are you going to do for our Vietnam veterans and those that come next?"
Wow.
So that's what we're doing.
Wow.
So what I think is interesting as well, and again, we have Sherry Vogt here, who is the veterans liaison for Hartford Healthcare. And there is an event that's coming up that I want to discuss in a moment. But, you know, this actually segues perfectly into that. Something else that I think has just become more normalized, or at least more discussed openly, not mm-hmm. just for veterans, but I would say for the general population in America, is suicide prevention, mental health, and really prioritizing the importance of having not just supports, but resources. And again, making that conversation not feel like you're going to be ostracized if you bring up the fact that you have suicidal thoughts or that your mental health is not in check. And so let's talk about the Veterans Suicide Prevention Conference. This is actually open to the public statewide, correct? And it's happening in Hartford tomorrow?
Yes, exactly. Through the miracle of Zoom and webinars, it will be online. And if you want that camaraderie piece, if you can get to Hartford, we are going to do it in person as well. And it is a conference that can really, you know, take away that layer of stigma. We've been working on this topic for the 5 years I've been at Hartford Healthcare, being able to empower both our providers, our community members, each of us, to be able to say, how are you feeling? Are you thinking of killing yourself? Are you thinking of some dark thoughts? We do not plant the seed in someone's head about suicide. They're already thinking about it. So if you can get to a QPR training, which is similar to CPR, in which it empowers people, lay people, to do, you know, life-saving measures with CPR, we can do the same thing with mental health and really empower our communities to do that. And so tomorrow's conference is for anybody. We will have a social worker from the community. We have two doctors in mental health from Hartford Healthcare. The VA is presenting as well. And this conference is to teach providers and community members, what is a veteran thinking? What is a service member thinking? Why did we join? How did that make us different? Why do we keep those thoughts inside and not reach out for help? What is that barrier? And how can we, as a community, break down that barrier? And we're going to have the final speaker is a beloved retired general from the Connecticut National Guard who served in Vietnam as an enlisted gentleman, came home, and is really a community leader in preparing the guardsmen and their families on how to respond. And so Hartford Healthcare, we're going to be at front and center in teaching our providers, you know, what do you do with the answer? Have you served? Okay, the answer is yes. And now what? And how can we take away that stigma of, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing or insult anybody. So it's going to be fantastic. We do have the support in the state of the VA Vet Centers, which I just want to touch upon for a moment. Mm-hmm. They have a location in Norwich. There's one in Orange. It's called the New Haven Vet Center. And the one that's called the Hartford Vet Center is actually in Rocky Hill. And those three vet centers are for our families and those that deployed that have a combat ribbon and a deployment ribbon, and maybe they are having some anxiety about hearing these stories in the news. I mean, what do they say when any big national event is happening? You know, get a briefing, but turn the TV off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay in that space when it really isn't anything we can control, but we can control the clicker. So please, I ask you to turn it off and turn to friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and families lean on each other to support each other. And I just want to have a moment to say, I work for Hartford Healthcare at the Center for Healthy Aging, and there are a lot of people that have questions about their benefits. They might think, you know, well, I wonder, am I eligible for something? Is my mom or dad eligible for something? I don't know anything about my VA benefits. America wants to say thank you. America wants to do the right thing. And people oftentimes feel like, oh, it's not me. I'm not worthy. I only did, and then fill in the blank. And I'm here to say that, you know, every branch, every job, we all pull in the same direction. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Come to the conference tomorrow or jump in online. I'm going to say the website, if that's okay, to register.
I actually, if you want, Sherry, I was going to say I'm going to podcast our conversation onto our website. And so with your podcast, I'm going to put the link so that people can attend. And again, this is an interprofessional conference. It's addressing suicide risk, mental health, the complex medical needs among veterans and active duty service members. And this is a fantastic opportunity. It is free. You can go in person to Hartford Healthcare or Hartford Hospital, excuse me. This is going to be from 10 to 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, so tomorrow. Or you could virtually just be there through Teams. And so I have that link for you if you want to register and connect and be part of this free opportunity, the Veteran Suicide Prevention Conference happening tomorrow. And Sherry Vogt, I want to, again, thank you for your service, but also thank you for the role that you play as veterans liaison for Hartford Healthcare and advocating for conferences and for the support that our veterans and active duty members deserve. And I appreciate that from you and giving us the time here on WICC. Thank you so much. For those of you at home, again, if you are interested in being part of the Veteran Suicide Prevention Conference, you do not have to be there in person. You can do it over Teams. So you could be there virtually. I will give you all that information and give you the link on our website, voiceofct.com. I'm going to attach it to Sherry's podcast there. So you can register by just clicking that link. You could find it online at voiceofct.com. Sherry, thank you again.